Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Morning, Kibbo. And also to our special guest today, Cal Ruddy. Morning, Cal.
Morning, mate. How you doing?
Cal, short for anything?
Callum, but we don't say that.
Callum. You don't say Callum, why? Was that what your mum called you? So you sort of rebelled against it, so I'm going to be called Cal.
Punk rebellion and all that, don't you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Callum's always.
So Callum's a solo artist. You're from where?
I'm from New Brighton, mate.
New Brighton?
On that distant land of the world.
Right, well, who else has New Brighton spawned?
Music-wise, I'm not sure. There's been anyone of note from New Brighton. It's not far to Ian Prowse, is it? It's just down the peninsula for you.
Yeah. Could be the most famous export from New Brighton in the future.
No, he's from that sort of way.
Make it your own, Cal. New Brighton is
going to be New Brighton's finest.
Right, this is Sound of Merseyside, and today our guest is Cal Ruddy. What do you know about Cal? Anything?
Not a huge amount. Cal got in touch with me and said about coming on, but I've seen his names around and we've played him on the One to Watch section. Mm. But it is the first time we've met. But the reason I like Cal is he's going out and doing his own thing. He's putting gigs on and things like that. He's getting involved in stuff, and I've always kind of admired that because that's been the way I think it should be done. You know, people say, well, I'm not just going to sit at home and wait for the phone to ring. You know, if I'll go and put a gig on and get other people involved, because gigs in the city don't just happen. You know what I mean? It's not just the venue saying, oh, you know, organising things. It's young promoters. It's people saying, well, I'll do a bit and I'll try and get people down to it and try and give a platform to other artists, obviously, as well as myself. So, yeah, I admire his work ethic. And his songwriting. So.
You said I was a little bit obsessional about the fact of the dynamics of people who came in, about whether they're solo artists or bands. And I think I am, to be honest. Because I weigh everyone up when they come in.
Yeah, he evaluates you.
Why do you want to be on your own, or why do you want to be in a group of four? But have you always been a solo act?
Well, I started off playing in bands when I was like, you know, 15, 16. Yeah. But then I started like writing more songs, which I thought was more about me, like as a solo performer sort of thing. So... I've been on my own now for like the last 2 years, and it's really paid off for me. Do you know what I mean?
And the ambition for yourself was always, I mean, presumably from a very young age, was to become a professional musician. Then
always, it's always been my dream, sort of thing. Yeah. I started getting involved in music. I mean, I've been playing guitar since like 14. I've been singing since I was like, you know, a very young kid. So.
And how tough is it? You know, at a young age, and to try and understand the music scene, particularly on Merseyside, and even to get some sort of foothold and recognition.
It's a tough game. Like, I mean, you know, it's not something you just like walk into willingly. Do you know what I mean? You have to sort of like, I mean, a lot of the time it's about the people you know, sort of thing. But I mean, you just have to have the effort, as John said. Then, do you know what I mean? And like, it's just my passion, sort of thing. So like, I'm always like striving to, I'm putting on gigs all the time in the city. I run my own nights as well. So that obviously helps as well.
Where do they go out of?
Lennon's Bar. I'm running like open mic nights in Lennon's Bar and places like that as well, which is aside to what I do, like with my own gigs as well.
Do you have to be a bit brazen, do you think, John?
Yeah, oh, very much so.
Tough exterior. Because I couldn't have done what Cal's doing at his age.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young guy for people kind of listening. You've got to be a bit brazen. You've got to be like a bit kind of forthright. We were chatting. I was saying that about Michael Bennett, who came on a couple of weeks ago, and saying like,
nice lad.
He's a nice lad, but he's not shy about like, you know, putting himself forward to things as well. And like, I've known Michael for ages just from him harassing me, but in a nice way. But he does it in a really nice way. You know what I mean? He's not like, but he's just like, oh, you know, any chance on that? And you know, you see putting your gig on, I'll go on first. I'll do a bit. You know what I mean? And
Mike, you're just weird, lad.
No, but it's, I like it. I like, you know, and so you kind of got to be a bit like that. And then, as I say, if there's nothing maybe happening for you, you know, gig wise for a month or two, then just put your own on or just do your own thing. And so, yeah, you need to be forthright.
A certain amount of self-confidence isn't it? Which not a lot of people have in their sort of teens. And, you're only just through those years.
No, it's difficult. It is difficult. But as I said at the start, if you're just sitting in your bedroom waiting for the phone to ring, then you can be waiting a long time.
Okay, what's the master plan then?
The same, I don't know from what John said then. I mean, you can't, like you know, every little success that you have, you can't just, like, sit and think, oh, you know, that was good, you know. You need to build on it, do you know what I mean? You need to, like, sort of, like, you know, like this year, I've sort of, like, as we were speaking before the show, weren't we?
Yeah.
About 6 months plans, you know, like, planning out what you're going to do, sort of thing. And, like, this is one of my goals, you know, I've said, you know, like, more, you know, getting on Radio City, places like that.
BBC, get some exposure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're making dreams happen here, Steve, you know.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Without this sort of platform, I love you, Steve. It's just a part of a platform.
No, it is part of it, but... And as Kez said, we were chatting in the back, and we've got sort of similar ideas about how, you know, you treat your music like you would a business. You say, well, where do I want to be in 3 months' time? Where do I want to be in 6 months' time? And how to get there? And it's these things in the world say, well, I want to be the biggest band in the world, or I want to be the biggest singer in the world, in Kyle's case. But and that is a goal, but realistically.
Do you write a business plan, yeah, then, John? Yeah, yeah. Do you? Is that what you do as a musician? So it's not like a diary where you go, oh, I fancy becoming.
No, you say, well, what do I want to achieve in the next 6 months? That's what you should be doing. I'm sure not everyone is doing it, but what you should be doing is say, oh, what gigs do I want to get on? What is it? Who is it I want to be speaking to, and things like that. So I've started managing a band called The Shipbuilders, who are playing with T Street tonight, and that's what we did. We sat there and said, well, what is it we want to do in the next 6 months? And then we're like, we're ticking them off, you know, as we do it. But then that feels good, you know, because you're saying, well, you know, you feel like you're making progress, because, well, look, we said we wanted to do 10 things in the next 6 months, we've done 8 of them already, you know. So it's that kind of nice thing, and that kind of keeps you going as well, really. But it does have to be kind of as not as formulaic as that, but, you know, you need to approach it like you would if you set up your own business. You wouldn't just say, well, we'll see what happens, we'll see who comes through the door.
You can't win it, can you? Don't you mean you sort of have to have like an idea in your head of what you're doing, don't you? You can't just like go into blind lights, but
right. Yeah. You're going to play a couple of songs, is that right?
Yeah, that's cool, man, yeah.
Okay. What are we going to have first? We'll have one before the break. So what are you going to play now?
This one's called Buying Time.
Okay, take it away when you're ready.
I've been running in circles, chasing my tail. It's true, I'm lost, and I've been found. It's those days when you can't leave your bed, you can't leave your mind, trapped in your net. Turn off your television, see the world in black and white. Watch you slip through my fingers, it's too much too soon tonight. Have I got a chance in hell tonight? Have I got a chance, or am I buying time? Have I got a chance, or am I buying time? I've got all the man you wish for when I see your pretty smile and your darling little face. Said it don't get much better, don't get much better than this. Have I got a chance in hell tonight? Have I got a chance, or am I buying time? Have I got a chance, or am I buying time? And I wait, and I wait, and I wait. And I wait for you.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well done. First thing I noticed about that, Gibbo, is the change in voice and actually how you hear, how you sound, Cal. Because actually you've got such a different... People say to me, oh, you've got a radio voice. You've got a singing voice, haven't you? Because it's completely different. It's like an alter ego, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like something entirely different. Voice,
it's two sounds the same to me, mate, yeah.
His talking voice is very nice and polite, though, isn't it? So you couldn't really sing like that. You need a bit more of a rasp.
No, it's lovely, isn't it? Yeah, but it's just entirely different. It's like sometimes you look at a singer and you go, wow, where's that come from? Different sort of, is that like a cultured voice that you, or have you always sort of sung in
That's just natural, really, like, I've never really, like, been taught how to sing. It's just, like, a natural thing. I just, like, picked up the guitar, taught myself how to play.
So some people aren't taught. They don't go through the whole process.
And, like, when I was writing songs, it was just, like, a character. A character in my voice, whatever, came from that, really, so, yeah.
Do you find most musicians aren't taught how to sing?
I would say 95% aren't.
You know, you're watching The X Factor and you're thinking, everyone's got to be taught to, you know, get to the top.
The thing is, though, I mean, like, you know, when you talk about people's style and distinctiveness, you know, like, as artists, you can sort of tell sometimes when someone's been tutored or trained.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, you know, if you just taught yourself, there's like sort of an originality coming through, if that makes sense. I mean,
but a lot of time singing lessons, though, it's as much about kind of protecting your voice as it is kind of,
I mean, I've had coaching way. Don't get me wrong, you know, I've had, like, you know, I've been to a few coaches that, you know,
but that's more about it, yeah, that's more about protecting your voice, because, you know, you I mean, someone, an extreme example, someone like Liam Gallagher, he just couldn't go on singing how he did, you know, night after night, because, you know, he was just screaming. And so for him it was more about, well, how are we going to get you to sing so you'll still be singing when you're 40-odd, which he is now. And I think a lot of kind of coaching really is like that. But before that, I think before you do that, you need to find your voice and find your style and somebody comfortable with, and not kind of copy anyone else's. And Carl's voice is unique, really, I think. You wouldn't say how he sings like Bob Dylan, or he sings like blah, blah, blah.
You can't compare it, can you, to someone? It's got its own little niche.
Which is nice.
Steve Hothersall's Kick-Off. This is Radio City Talk.
Our special guest joining John Gibbons is Cal. Roddy, you've already heard one song from your Cal, so what are we going to hear now?
This one's from my EP, Communication, which is out on Spotify and iTunes now, if anyone's interested.
Well, they might be. What's it called?
This one's called Breaking Up Heart. What you gonna do when I go away when it breaks your little heart? Pull the wool right over my eyes and lie here in the dark. Run, run as far as you can. You can't catch me, I'm Superman. Don't you know wherever you go, kid, you'll always hold my heart. 'Cause I'm brave, brave, breaking your heart. Brave, brave, breaking your heart. Brave, brave, breaking your heart. Breaking your little heart. Those baby blues can't lie to me. I've seen that all before. Take me somewhere we've never been. Love, I need a brand new start. 'Cause I'm brave, brave, breaking your heart. Brave, brave, breaking your heart. Brave, brave, breaking your heart. Breaking your little heart. See the smile fade from your face. See that love going to waste. See the smile fade from your face, breaking your little heart. 'Cause I'm brave, brave, breaking your heart. Brave, brave, breaking your heart. Brave, brave, breaking your heart. Breaking your little heart. 'Cause I'm brave, brave, breaking your heart. Brave, brave, breaking your heart. Break, break, breaking your heart. Breaking your little heart.
A Excellent stuff.
Nice one, boys.
Cal, well done. Thank you very much indeed for singing those two. Brilliant stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, thanks very much. You've got a couple of big shows coming up, haven't you? Should probably give a mention.
Well, I'm playing at St Helens Beer Festival tonight.
Beer Festival? Amazing, this weekend, yeah.
And then I've got a headline show next week at The Magnet, which is I've got support from Jack McAllister, Doug Polaris, The Johns, and my good friends, ladies, all for £3 on Thursday night. So if you're free, gents, come down, obviously. Anyone listening as well, come down. Absolutely. It's sure to sell out, so get down early. It's looking to be a really good night.
Okay, and give a plug once more. You pass me your CD, but if people want any more of your music, they can find it where?
You find me on Twitter, at Cal Ruddy, on Facebook the same, and I'm on Spotify and iTunes as well, so have a little listen.
Okay,
nice one.
That's Cal, C-A-L, Ruddy. Radio City Talk Breakfast. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Radio City Talk.